those sorts of things. I sit on the Arts Commission with the City of Oroville, and that's part of the mission is to, you know, help in the appreciation of arts in our community. And so, of course, you know, if we're going to build something, we need to throw some art into it too. But we wanted it to seem historical. The wrought iron fence that surrounds the lot is very much ties in with the, you know, the historicalness of Oroville, and also provides some function. So we're really excited about opening it up, and think it'll be a great addition to downtown, and of course a great addition to our restaurant to have outdoor dining for people. I think that's something that a lot of folks want. It's just not something that is around here anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you see an expansion kind of throughout the county, finally, of outdoor dining, which, you know, in Butte County, we've got the weather, so what are we waiting for?
Right, for sure.
Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about your beer. Now, I've sampled a few of them. I love your porter, but you have a kind of a new newer spring beer that you guys recently...
Yeah, we have a beer that we'll be coming out with on Cinco de Mayo. It's called Gringo Suave, and it is a beer that was developed specifically for Papacito's restaurant on Oro Down Boulevard that Connie Parks, my fiance, and you said we were married. We may as well be. She's my fiance of 3.5 years. She owns Papacito's, and we developed a beer to have on draft at that restaurant, and have gotten great reviews so far through all the tastings. But we're going to bring it out Cinco de Mayo, and then we'll have it for set of fiesta days on the 7th as well. So it's a very nice drinkable beer, and we're pretty happy to be able to have fun with designing beers. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more fun or better than that.
So, yeah, I hear you. Designing beer and food. Now, is it a lager or is it a pilsner?
It's not a lager. What we wanted to do was mimic Mexican lagers, but with an ale. So we took a Belgian light, and we created what we thought was as close as we could get to a very nice Mexican lager, but with an ale. So that's what it is.
Sounds like a winner around here, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Alrighty.
We also have our ODAM, our wheat citrus beer that we do that tops all beers we have as far as sales go. People really do like that beer, so that one will be out also.
Nice, and of course, as we slide into spring, which is really summer everywhere else in the world, that sounds like a good warm weather drink.
Yeah, very good.
All righty. Well, hey, thank you, Steve. I appreciate the time today. I know you're a busy man. You got thousands of people coming your way very quickly.
Yes, thank you very much, and certainly appreciate the time.
All righty, thanks, and I will see you at Feather Fiesta Days.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Ray.
You bet. Bye-bye. I have Bruce Spangler on the line. And Bruce, welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Yeah, thank you, Ray. Glad to be here.
Bruce is the president and coordinator, president of the Oro Dam Cruisers Car Club and coordinator for the Gold Rush Car Show, which is pretty much the big attraction at Feather Fiesta Days.
Yeah, not only a big attraction for Feather Fiesta Days, but one of the largest one-day car shows in Northern California.
It's always a fabulous event, and it takes place kind of throughout downtown historic Oroville. What do you think, about 12 square blocks or something?
Yeah, there's a lot of cars out there. The whole downtown area is packed full.
And how many years has this been going on? We got a total on that? Or?
Well, the Oro Dam Cruisers have been doing the car show since 2000. So for at least the last 16 years, this car show has been going on here in Oroville on Feather Fiesta Days.
And I know in the past you've had entries from as far away as Idaho. I know you get pretty much the whole western states.
Yeah, we've had every year there's always some kind of oddball entry that'll come from out in left field somewhere. I think we had a Dakota entry, north or south, I can't remember which, but came last year. Just happened to be in California for, you know, kind of doing the tour of the different car shows, and we got a hold of them. So it's really kind of fun to hear where people come from.
Are you going to have the, was it last year you had the kind of the vintage RV or vintage trailer exhibit? Is that happening
again?
Yeah,
and last year was kind of our first year trying that out, because one of the Oro Dam Cruiser members is also a member of the vintage trailer club of some kind. And so he said, hey, let's have some vintage trailers come out. They'll set up and they'll do their whole display with their picnic tables and their vintage cars that are towing the trailers. And so we had about five or six last year. So we gave them a trophy category and what have you. And we're supposed to have some this year, too.
Oh, that's great. It was really fun. It's really, I know a lot of people, you know, love the old Airstreams and that. And it's really fun to see. I really enjoyed that last year. And, of course, man, it is hot rod heaven down there. Just about every kind of car in just about every shape, too. Not all of them are complete finished works of art, although probably 95% are.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who you talk to. It seems like everyone I speak to, their car is never done. And then you look at their significant other, and they kind of roll their eyes and go, what's next? You know, but it does seem like... we just have so many beautiful cars, and you're right. Every shape, size, color, and model. We've got a million different categories. We've got modified, semi-modified, fully custom, semi-custom, stock. Lots of stock cars too. Just the whole shebang.
You know, it's always a blast too for me to see cars from my youth. You know that are you know, the muscle cars from the. Late 60s, early 70s, you know, those 68 GTOs and, you know, all that cool stuff.
If I remember right, though, Ray, didn't you say, wasn't there an oddball car that you really liked, that you actually saw one a year or two ago at a show?
Yeah, I'm always looking for the early Barracudas.
That's right.
The early Cudas, and that's always the ones I'm looking for personally. But,
yeah.
I had a Dodge Coronet was my first car. I had a 68 Coronet, two-door.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I know that there are some Coronets. I don't know the years, but I do know we have a couple Coronets that have registered this year.
Yeah, that was that was the car I could afford at that time. And it was a fun car. I later appreciated it had a fun body shape. And it was a two-door, had a vinyl top. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, hey.
A little 318 under the hood.
Sure.
So, but it's always a great event, and again, this is put on by the Oro Dam Cruisers, and that organization does so much for the community of Oroville. They're constantly donating money for different community events. They do a lot for the Parade of Lights. They're one of these under the radar organizations that doesn't ask for a lot of credit or a lot of publicity, but they're always willing to help out the community, and it's a fabulous group of people.
Yeah, well, Ray, I really appreciate you saying that and mentioning the club. This car show is our one and only fundraiser for the whole year, and all of the proceeds that we get go right back into our local community, whether it's the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, Caring for Women, the rescue mission, the local canine units for the police department, fire department, all of those kind of things. We're always looking for ways to give all that money right back to the county or the community.
Yeah, it's really great, and you know that's one thing I really appreciate and love about Oroville. It's a really tight knit community, and people get it. They really
absolutely
contribute. You know how it is in most organizations. A few people do a lot of the. You know, a lot of the heavy lifting and stuff.
But sure.
It seems to be really well spread out, and it's just great. It's just great to know that those resources are there and the people are there for each other.
Absolutely.
So, again, this is going to be part of Feather Fiesta Days. Saturday is kind of the big day, although there are events kind of going throughout. On Friday evening, we talked about this earlier. I had Bob Marciniak on the Show and Shine, which is at Feather Falls Casino.
Yeah. Show and Shine seems to be getting bigger and better every year. Feather Falls Casino pulls out all the stops that day. They're doing a chili cook-off. Last year we had over 322 cars, and that was the most they'd ever had. I can only imagine it's going to be more this year.
Yeah, it grows every year. There'll be free admission. There'll be I think the Rotary Club is doing the beer garden.
That's correct.
There's live music, you know, definitely that kind of 50s hot rod music. There's also going to be a live band at the Hub, which is the heart of downtown Oroville, Bird and Meyer Street. On Saturday, there'll be a band set up there, which is also where you guys do your award ceremony.
That's correct. So we'll be we're doing something really unique this year, and it was official probably 20 minutes ago. We're going to be providing a kind of a Jumbotron TV that will be displaying all of the cars that win trophies this year. So our judges will be taking photographs of the vehicles that win, and we'll be posting those. Before, the show is so big that you can't have like a tour of champions and have the cars drive through. So this year we're going to show pictures of the cars, so at least you can kind of connect why that judge might have picked that vehicle for that particular award.
Well, that'll be great. That's a great idea, because, you know, I've attempted to walk the show every year, and